Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Saturday night sees another brilliant bill at the Echo Arena, full of Scousers. And of course, one of those on the bill is Derry Matthews, who's taking on Luke Campbell. Let's catch up with Derry now. Morning, Derry.
Morning, Steve.
Great to have you on. Well, how are we feeling heading up to this fight?
Feeling great, mate. Everything's gone perfect. Preparation's gone the best it could be. I'm just chilling now. Done a little sprint session this morning at 6:30. Coming out of chilling as jacuzzi, and now I'm just chilling with a coffee now. Just taking time over. Just relaxing early and just waiting to get in there now.
Do you like it all to be done? Do you like that relaxing week? The week that leads up to it.
No, I'd rather just fight every week. I'd rather just I'm a fighter, so I like fighting. This is the hard week, probably because you're bored more than anything. You know, you're being told you can't go to the gym, there's restrictions, all my training's done, and you've got to make sure you don't overdo it. So I've just got to relax now and stay chilled.
Your 51st professional contest. We talked about this last time. You keep racking them up.
it's been a long time in the game, but I've loved every minute of it, and long may it continue.
So it's experience on your side against a little bit of youth. He's not that young in Luke Campbell, but he's the one that people are sort of tipping as the up-and-coming one. How are you feeling about this match between the two of you? What are the advantages for you?
The advantages for me is that I think I punch a lot harder than Luke. And as the pro game is, I don't think he's settled in as good as people thought he would. He's a terrific amateur, don't get me wrong, but it's a different game. It's like playing Sunday League football and going into playing professional football. It's a different, it's a different game. I think it's a lot tougher than, no Edgar, no smaller gloves and longer rounds and not longer the fights go on. So, I've got to take him into deep waters, places he's never been before. And, I mean, he's been 12 rounds before, but has he been in there with a massive puncher who's going to put the pressure on him? He's going to be in his own town and, having the Echo Arena, it's nearly sold out. Mm. I think there's 400 tickets left, Eddie was saying. So it's going to be some atmosphere in there, and I've just got to make sure I'm cool and calm and I'll apply the pressure, but apply it being sensible, not just go all in all guns blazing. I've got to do it sensible. I've got to do it properly. I'll never do that. I know I'll win the fight.
So you feel he's rising to a level that he's not experienced before?
Yeah, listen, he's a great fighter, Luke. And when he first turned professional, I said that he will be a world champion. Mm. But as the fights have gone on and he's stepped up a level, he hasn't stepped up himself. Now he's changed trainers a few times. He's gone over to Miami to base himself with Rubio. But Rubio's a terrific coach, great on the pads and that. But boxing pads don't hit back. I'm going to hit back on Saturday night and he can be as fast as he wants in there. I just know that I land one of my shots. It can be an early night and I've just got to make sure I apply the pressure, but do it sensible and get the win.
He's one of those that's impossible not to like, isn't he? There's some of those in the game, aren't there? And he's one of those. He's just a nice kid, isn't he?
Yeah, listen, I always have all my opponents respect. A couple of months back, me and Luke were out in Marbella, went for some dinner together, went for some lunch, and I think we had a pint together as well. It was after my last fight, so. It's one of them things. It's boxing. It's business. It's happened before. It'll happen. Always happen again. There's always, you always get two friends fighting. But at the end of the day, we're not friends. We're just people in the boxing industry, and it's about business. It's about me. Getting a shot at a world title, and Luke Campbell's only the only man stopping me.
So how far are you, Derry, away from a world title if you can get this win under your belt?
I think I'm one fight away. Because I've had 51 fights now, I'm experienced, one of the world champions could always pick me to defend the world title against me, pick an easy option. They might think it's an easy option and go, well, we'll fight Derry Matthews, but the WBC silver belt, you're basically mandatory challenger for the world title, so, I'm just focused on winning on Saturday and then seeing what Frank or my management team, can plan out for me, but I know that the WBC champions and WBC silver champions, and Callum Smith, he's mandatory now for the world title, which he well truly deserves. And I believe that I win Saturday night. I truly deserve because I'll hold the same belt and I can move on.
You've got to have these dreams, haven't you? That's why you're in the sport. That's why you're still in the sport after 51 fights.
Yeah, listen, I could have won and boxed another 50 journeymen and got wins. Could have got all fodders over because I sell tickets. I can sell arenas out and I could have went and got 200 fights, but I want big fights. I want proper fights. I want hard fights. And that's what I wake up for every morning at 5:30. I go to the gym for at 5:30 every morning because I love the sport. I love being involved in big nights and, you know, I'm always in an entertaining fight. I could have picked an easy option. Could have picked anyone, really. But I want a big fight and I want a big test and see what I've still got. And Luke Campbell's there.
Yours is going to be a class fight. There's other brilliant fights on the night as well. Tony, of course, topping the bill against BJ Flores. I suppose the first defence of your title is always quite an important one as well.
Yeah, it's always the hardest as well, they say. You know, it's okay winning the title. It's keeping it. But listen, Tony's He's a great athlete, he's a great fighter, he's a great ambassador for the sport in the city. And you know, Saturday night, whether you're red or blue, in that arena, I expect you to get behind Tony Bellew and bring many big nights back to the Echo Arena. Because he had a great performance at Goodison Park. I don't think it'll ever be topped off again in the city. But now, you know, I know a lot of the Reds wouldn't have went that night, but now I'm expecting a lot of Reds in the arena, as I'm a big Red and I've got a loan coming. So I expect them all to get behind Tony and, you know, let's speed them on. And we want big nights back in Liverpool, not just for myself, but the up-and-coming kids on the card. You know, Jed Carroll, Fazza. You know, it's a great build, Masha Dodd. We want everyone to have great support over the next 50 years. So, you know, it starts like now. We've got a world champion. Let's back him.
Do you have an interesting eye on Masha as well? Obviously, you know, his rise to fame has been sort of later on within in terms of boxing years. Do you keep a close eye on Masha?
Yeah, listen, after fighting, do you mean?
Listen,
when me and Masha are friends, and you can even ask him this, I think he's called his son Derry as well, so it's a crazy. So, you know, it's a mad one. I've known Masha for many years now, and used to be sparring partners when he was boxing the novices. I went and helped him do a lot of sparring. For the cargo fight, I helped him spar. So we'll never fight. We're pals. And, you know, and listen, now he's enjoying the journey. A lot of people didn't think he'll get there. I told him when he first turned professional, you keep working hard, you'll get the opportunities. He's a massive ticket seller. Like a god in Birkenhead. So, you know, fingers crossed, get Saturday night. He's got a hard fight as well Saturday night. But I know he'll do it.
Just away from Saturday night, and of course all the news at the moment is surrounding Tyson Fury, isn't it? Apparently he's prepared to relinquish his WBA, his WBO belts, could return to training in 6 months. It's quite a sad story that sort of underlines all this, Derry.
I'm gutted for him. You know, everyone wants to be a world champion, but to be the heavyweight undisputed world champion is the icing on the cake, and I'm sick for him. If it is an illness what he's got, you know, I wish him speedy recovery. I hope he gets better very, very soon. The boxing's going to miss him for the next 6 months because he's a character. I don't care what people say about him. In and out of the boxing ring, he's an absolute character. And the public in the streets, they know who he is. You know, even if you're not a boxing fan, you still know who Tyson Fury is. And that's what boxing needs. It needs people like him. You know, who people are talking about for our sport. You know, it's the hardest sport in the world. But, you know, he's been there and done it, and I just hope he has a speedy recovery and comes back and goes and wins his belt back.
Well, I agree. I think British boxing at the moment is on a high because of a number of different characters. They're all different people, and Fury is one of those that has put British boxing back on the map.
He has. Listen, no one beats Klitschko in their own country. No one. I don't care either. And everything he said he was going to do, whether he turned up in a Batman suit or whatever, he went and done it. He went and beat the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. And, you know, we should have got behind him. The British public should have got behind him instead of slating him every day on social media and all over the national papers. We should have backed him. He's a world champion for our country. And, you know, and now we've lost him. We've lost him. He's going to relinquish the belts, I heard. So hopefully Anthony Joshua steps up and he can win them for us.
Derry, can't wait to watch your fight at the weekend. Very best of luck against Luke Campbell.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Speak
Cheers,
soon, take Steve. Care. Derry Matthews there, of course, another of those on the bill at the weekend. We'll try and catch up with a few throughout the course of the week.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.